When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our Christmas Eve version of Second Guess. Mike Dottillo, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be on until 8 o'clock tonight. Bob, I don't know how much more we can say about that we haven't said before. 34-0, embarrassing loss to the Packers.
Mike, it's like Pete and repeat. You know, you do the post game. We did a sports TV on the Bayou and all that, and it's it's the same song and dance. So continue. I didn't mean to cut you off.
But it's
like Pete and repeat. I mean, it's not positive. Mike is like. Mike, what do you want to be, the Grinch or the Scrooge? One or the other. It's like you and I mean, you want to, it's a happy holidays. Well, right now, for a professional organization in New Orleans, it is not happy holidays. No, it's a bunch of Scrooges around and Grinches. I mean, it's not too good. Nothing to write home about.
You saw the huge disparity between a team that really is a Super Bowl contending team. Tommy brought it up this morning. Mike, you picked that team to get to the Super Bowl in the NFC, and that is true. Before the season,
that's
I picked
a good
the
choice.
Packers. And, you know, I thought they had a really good young array of talent on both sides of the football.
That's a young team, Mike. The Packers,
really
the Saints are an old team. The Packers are a young team.
And you got a quarterback that I still think has some unfulfilled potential left to him.
Without a doubt.
With Jordan Love. But you saw the running game. Bob, they just took over. The Saints got beat up in the trenches on both sides of the football. But Josh Jacobs, like every time he touched the ball, looked like it was almost a first down.
He's a man amongst boys. Whether he's doing a stiff arm, I don't know. It just seemed like he was going to fall forward all the time. And then, Mike, red zone, you know, we've been pretty good red zone defense, goal line defense. Not so much against Green Bay, as they were 4-for-4, 100% touchdown, 4-for-4, goal-to-goal situations. I don't know. This is one of the first times I thought, not that they weren't playing hard at times for Coach Rizzi, but other times, you know, there was a lot of fight. I didn't see much fight in Lambeau Field last night. I mean, maybe you could say at the beginning, but as the game transpired, it was nothing to write home about. Mike, if you look at it, Green Bay scored on 6 of their first 8 possessions, including touchdowns on their first 3 drives, 63, 96, 67 yards ago. Ain't no comeback coming back. Like, but you know how we came back against Washington? I said, ain't going to be no comeback tonight. The way that was unfolded.
I want to be the punter for that team. I mean, you're not gonna be out there a lot. Now, he might have got cold last night.
No, you can sit on the heater. They have the heated benches. Just stay on the heated bench and you don't have to get up. And, Mike, what did we say before the game? If you look on Coach LaFleur, a nice French name, I always say that, at home at Lambeau Field, when they win the turnover battle, they were 24-1.
Not a 25-1.
But guess what? They were +2. So the cover the spread, hell yeah, they're going to cover.
That was an easy cover.
Yeah, we couldn't even score, and it was embarrassing. You know, it was the largest shutout on Monday Night Football since 2005. when the Seahawks had beat the Eagles 42-0. You know, the Saints, well, we played on Monday night a lot. You know, at times you look through the history of the franchise. You look at, they never, remember Monday night football when it got invented in the early 70s when they started having that. Then they came about Sunday night football, which has overtaken in popularity over Monday night. Then you got Thursday night football. But the Saints have never been shut out on Monday night football. They played 53 times. Well, now we can't say that no more. We've been shut out on Monday night football. Mike, the Saints became the first team to be shut out this season. You know, you would think, I said, what? Somebody else probably got shut out. You know, it's offensive rules and all that. We're the first team to be shut out this season.
You know, I actually saw that stat.
So it goes last on and on and on. Nobody's been shut out.
Nobody had been shut out.
Then it happened. And then you look, okay, prime time. The nation's watching. We're trying to grow the Who Dat Nation. Well, we're not trying to decrease the Who Dat Nation. Well, you look, prime time, if you watch it, oh, I live in Omaha, Nebraska, but I like the Saints. I want to be a Saints fan. Well, nothing to cheer home about right now. You know how people are leaving Louisiana? We don't want them leaving the Who Dat Nation. We want to keep them and grow. Well, how is this going to grow? When you're playing on national TV on prime time, we played the Chiefs on Monday night, the Broncos on Thursday night, and last night against the Packers, we got outscored 93-23. We've been outscored in primetime games. So that's telling me next year, those executives, Mike, I don't know, we might get one on Thursday night. Maybe. I don't know if they're going to want to put us on. We might be like with the Jaguars at all, small market. They might not want to put us on primetime or Sunday or Monday night.
You know, you and I have talked about this. This year, as much as any over the last 5 or 6 years, the disparity between the haves and the have-nots, man, they got some sorry teams in this league.
Because, Mike, we were talking about
some sorry teams.
The Saints can lose the rest of the game, the rest of their games. They got two. They can lose to the Raiders at home, which I don't. I think they're still better than the Raiders. But I don't know. Are the Raiders favorite? I don't know. It's like
they're favorite.
It's like flip a coin. I don't know. I can go either way, but we're playing them at home. Then we always play well in Tampa. But let's say we would lose the next two games.
Now, that's going to mean something to the Bucks,
Well, yes, exactly. But Mike, the point I'm making, even if we would lose in past years, you might move up. Oh, we can have the fourth or fifth pick. Now,
not this year.
There's so many sorry teams. You're still going to be maybe eight, like probably 9 or 10. You're not even going to move up if
you're
gonna you lose
be
the
that,
next two
in
games.
In that 8-12 area.
Yeah, so you're not even going to move up even if you lose the last two games.
Because we get, callers, I want draft positioning. Okay, if I'm on the field, I'm not putting out bad tape. I want to play in this
league.
Then
you won't have a job.
Because you get unemployed. Just think, the people that are saying that, if you did that at your work, and your chances are other people see it and you could be unemployed, would you tell yourself to tank?
No. The whole tanking for two and all that's just sexy, I don't know, social media stuff.
I agree.
That does not exist. Now, it could exist in tennis or golf, an individual sport. You could tank. But when you have a team, the whole team, you fight for your life to make this a lifestyle. You're not quitting.
Because many people.
Now, you might be bad, but you ain't quitting.
How many people and eyes are watching you? Because if I'm an executive for a team.
Right.
And you become a free agent, and I saw you were half kind of out on the field. I'm not signing you. I don't want to see you at your best moments. I want to see it at the worst.
How you handle
adversity.
Right. Well, Mike, okay, like for instance, the two players, and they can play in the NFL. The 49ers linebacker that refused to go in the game.
Yeah.
And then what was the other team that happened with?
That was the quarterback.
The quarterback,
Anthony Richardson.
Like, I'm tired. I can't. What? All that thing about, man, everybody knows that. They don't forget that. You know, they're like an elephant. They don't forget that. They remember. So, no, you can't quit. You can't be convenient for you. The coach was, and it was a receiver. I think it was a receiver, not a team, that he refused to go in the game. What? Come on, you want to be a pro? You want to be an – look at this opportunity you have. Who's that, Charlie?
Deontay Johnson, who now got picked up by the Texans.
Because he's good.
Because, no, if you weren't any good, they wouldn't even touch you.
No, that's what I always told Andre Rison. You know, you get in trouble on and off the field. Off the field. And then Andre, once you lose a step, they ain't going to put up at all.
And they didn't.
No, and they didn't. But it took a while. you know, he got a big payday with Cleveland, and then he went with the Raiders and all that. But it's amazing. Who's probably the craziest football player you've ever witnessed?
Antonio Brown.
Well, now think about Antonio Brown. Okay, I'm done. I'm taking off my shoulder pads. I'm gone. Okay, enough is enough. You could be so talented, and then think about that, because if you're not talented and you pull that kind of stunt, Mike, you don't even hear that person, and they're gone.
Okay.
They're gone the next game.
Because Antonio actually had some football gas left in the tank.
Oh, yes,
but nobody's going to touch him after that.
He's a cancer in the locker room.
Okay, you got the best statement about players, however they leave the league. And the real world sucks.
Oh,
so just think about that. If you're a professional player, and I'm going to lay down for a draft choice,
you have to humble yourself. Listen, you live in that lifestyle in the NFL. I know, you know, the general manager want to say you're lucky you're in the NFL. Yeah, but now what are they paying you? Come on, look, even Kirk Cousins. Now, with Kirk Cousins on, has he won a championship? But no, look at that lifestyle that he's led.
I mean, I bet he plays again for somebody else.
Because there's not enough quarterbacks. There's 32 teams. Now, I think Kirk Cousins, I still think he wants to be a starter. Aaron Rodgers, I know, wants to be a starter, making $15 million. But you're going to tell me right now that debacle would occur with the Jets and Aaron Rodgers. Are there 32 quarterbacks better than Aaron Rodgers?
No.
No, there's not.
No,
So there's going to be a market for him.
If he wants to.
Yes.
And for $50 million, you want to?
No.
Man, you held out for $1 million.
Yeah. No, Fink said, no, we're going to give you $800. I said, well, that's not the market. The market's right under $1.3 million. Well, it doesn't matter the market. We own you. I said, I don't know. How can you own me? I don't have a contract. Well, that's the CBA. You know, collective bargaining agreement between the players. And that's why he eventually had free agents. I challenged that because I said, I'm a capitalist. That's un-American.
Okay, just think. As smart as Josh Dobbs is, and I know what an engineer makes, guess where he's still playing football, isn't he?
Yes. Yeah. Because
so that goes to show you, that's a high-paying job, what he could get into.
Eventually, I can be an engineer, and that's my fallback. Okay, when they kick me out of the NFL, then I'll go be an engineer.
So that goes to show you how much the NFL, the disparity there, where you know you can make what most people would say is an unbelievable living, and yet you still playing in the NFL because it pays that much more.
Well, you look, just even if you're a backup, let's say a backup quarterback, but, you know, they can rely on, like, Chase Daniel. Mike, I don't think he even started a dozen games, and he made over $40 million. and he's on Fox and all the on TV.
Got his own little podcast.
Yeah, he's making money also. But you look, he didn't get beat up. But if you could just look, like a perfect example, Tulane quarterback, you remember? He's with the Saints. He goes to Tampa Bay.
Ryan Griffin.
He was Tom Brady's babysitter. Look, he made millions. I mean, do you know who Ryan Griffin is? No, but he got ahead in life. I mean, he's
never going to make that kind of money again.
Right. No matter what.
Unless you're in the tech world you hit on a big stock.
Yeah.
We'll be back with more second guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
We're back here on the second guest show, our Christmas Eve special. We've got Grant here. We started to worry about him a little bit. He wasn't here to start the show, but you can hear him. Grant's in present, perfect attendance as usual. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Longshoreman. Longshoreman, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby and Mike, how y'all doing, my brother?
What's up, brother?
All right, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, Longshoreman.
Hey, Bobby, Mike, I tell you what, man, look, I told Charlie, well, look, I'm going to pull myself a roadie, and I'm going to hit the road, and I'll see y'all in about 10, 15 minutes after I get off this phone with you.
But, okay, all right. Thanks for coming over.
Yeah, I'm going to come by and shake hands with y'all. You know me. Look, hey, Bobby, I told Charlie, I said, look, man, I got a confession to make. I didn't watch one damn play of that game, and I'm kind of glad I didn't.
Oh, you didn't miss a lot. Other than if you were a Packer fan, you didn't miss much.
Last week or the week before, I said that was the worst half of football I think I ever witnessed from the Saints or maybe any team. But I think last night would have beat it if I would have watched it.
You're correct.
Well, it was definitely the total game because, you know, the Washington game had a great second half with Spencer Rattler coming back. But as far as at the beginning of the game, the way that started, no. I knew we were in trouble when Green Bay scored on six of the first eight possessions, including touchdowns on the first three. I said, I don't think Spencer Rattler will have a comeback this game against Green Bay on the road.
Not the way they will. No. No. Every time they touched the ball, it was positive yardage. And could see the tsunami was fixing to hit them, and it hit them quick.
Yeah, well,
Mike. Every time I asked somebody, this occasion we had last night, a little house party, engagement party, I said, "Hey, what's the score?" They said, "Don't worry, the Saints are getting their ass with." That's all I need to hear.
Well, no, look,
and they were right.
It was the right home about it. Yeah.
It may be time to blow this thing up, and we got to start all over. We got to take out the old, take out the trash, and bring in the new. It's time to blow it up and start over. And outside of that, Bobby and Mike, I just want to wish to Hoodat Nation, some of our regular calls, Hollywood, Big John, James and Metairie, Jimmy from Gretna, all these guys, and all the WWL staff that takes our call, people to take care of us, back the scenes and stuff. Luke, I know I'll see you in a little while, Luke. But I wish everybody a Merry Christmas. And look, we got to ride this wave to the beach, just like we rode the one after with Drew Brees and Sean Payton. And that ride's over with. So now we're on a hell of a bumpy ride. Ladies and gentlemen, keep your hands and your feet and your arms and legs inside the cart. We're going to be all right. We'll be back.
We'll be all right.
It might be a long ride, but we'll be all right.
You have to remember, there's nothing new under the sun, and the sun will rise tomorrow. You have to think of like we're a phoenix rising from the ashes. Now, think about this. We were 3-13. Remember post-Katrina? That's why the right hires make a difference. We were 3-13, and we were 1-0 one time. I remember I drove from Atlanta to Charlotte. We beat the Carolina Panthers the first game.
The opening game.
We were 1-0, and we finished 3-13. And it was like, okay, remember we playing in LSU, we playing in San Antonio. We were the traveling all-stars. You know, I remember that. I mean, we playing like J.P. Lossman was with the Bills, the old two-lane quarterback playing in San Antonio. No, it was like, I don't know, we just had travel, like travel football. You know, you get travel leagues and all that, your youth. Well, here we're traveling. We went three games. But then in 2006, think how quickly things turned around. Now, think about this. I'm not saying we could do this in 2025, but when Sean Payton and Drew Brees came on board, we were 10-6. We were the number two seed, lost to the Bears in the NFC Championship to go to the Super Bowl. I was like, whoa.
Bob, that was, in my opinion, Sean Payton's greatest coaching year.
Because we were definitely overachieving.
Man, you talk about big time overachieving that year. That you had the second overall pick in the draft. You get Reggie Bush. They pieced it all together, young players, older guys. They were able to bring in And they need something very similar again to revitalize this organization.
Okay, to revitalize in a household name. I remember we having draft fest. Remember we used to have the draft during the day?
Outside.
We had the Saints camp and all that. You would have thought Reggie Bush is the damn Messiah, is the second coming. Now, there's too much pressure on Reggie Bush. Reggie Bush was very good. But you can't tell me Reggie Bush was better than Alvin Kamara. Reggie Bush maybe was not even better than Darren Sproles.
I was going to say.
No, and Reggie Bush was a stud, but it was too much on his shoulders. But you know what Reggie Bush gave you? Hope. There's nothing like hope. And right now, who's going to give us hope in the future? We ain't got nobody in our team giving us hope. We don't have a young stud. We need a young player. Now, I don't know if it doesn't work out and we got to weather the storm. And I said this last night. And he ain't even played at Texas yet. Arch Manning. Archie Manning's grandson. You want to give people excited like they were at Reggie Bush. Now, if Arch Manning can do something with Texas, and then like Reggie Bush did with USC. Now, I don't know. I'm looking in the crystal ball. I'm speculating. But if he could do something and the Saints can land them, that's the best PR move you ever could do. And you want to get hype, Mike, because people don't
pay for that.
You couldn't pay for that PR. People don't realize the hype and the Texans going with Mario Williams. Was it Mario, right?
Mario Williams.
Yeah, and then we got Reggie Bush. I'm telling you, people were high-fiving, and they were so ecstatic that you would think Reggie Bush is the greatest running back in NFL history. We know that's not the case, but that's the hope that he brought.
He was a part of it. You think about with him and Deuce in that first year. And before Deuce sustained all the injuries afterwards. But then in year one, man, that 1-2 combination, it was dynamite to watch. And we didn't even dream that Drew Brees
was going to be that great.
Was going to be that great down the road, and man,
yeah, we had thought
he became one of the all-time greats.
Drew Brees is legit. We thought he could be, you know, obviously a starter to show you. And I think it was a win-win. Ultimately, a win for the Saints. But Philip Rivers didn't suck with the Chargers.
He was really good.
Yeah, so that's why they got rid of Drew Brees. And Drew Brees hurt his shoulder. And I'm glad whoever the Dolphins doctors were, they didn't pass Drew Brees in a physical. Maybe Coach Saban don't even live in Miami. Leave the Dolphins. Maybe he has success in Miami.
That changed the
course history.
Of history. You know, he's not in Alabama.
You got a fork in the road, and who knows? You never leave him. Maybe you stay more. Because look who was highly successful they work on in the NFL. Steve Spurrier, Urban Meyer, and Nick Saban. Look what they've done on the college level as far as winning championships. What did they do in the NFL? Nothing.
Nothing.
So you never know.
Let's go back to our Oakland Hard Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Hollywood and Thibodeau. Hollywood, in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Mike. How y'all doing?
Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood.
Happy Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas to y'all, too, and Longshoreman and Big John and all the regular callers. We try to do our very best in analyzing the Saints, bad, the good, and the ugly. And last night was very ugly. At least when the Saints were 1-15 with the paper bags on their face, they were trying and giving out effort. I don't think we gave too much of effort last night. Did y'all see that?
Well, I thought that under Coach Rizzi they were playing hard. And I think,
but I couldn't say that last night.
Yeah.
I could not say that about last night.
Overall.
I didn't think they played with a lot of effort.
Yeah, maybe at times, but not from whistle to whistle as far as from the beginning to the end. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Hey, Bobby, the year 2025, what kind of coach you see the Saints get?
Well, I would like to get it's kind of easy because it's all hindsight. No one knew Dan Campbell was going to have the success he had with the Lions. Here he is. He was a tight end, played with the Saints, and then he became a coach. But his personality, you know, in this day and age, all this woke crowd might be, you can't bite him in the kneecaps. You can't do that. But it's football. I don't know. Football's controlled violence. And look right now, you don't think people in the nation are embracing with Coach Campbell? Now, he's a little risky on always going for it on fourth down. So who's kind of that personality who's been there, done that, who's played? Mike Vrabel. Mike, who has been more of a – and you look at that, That's the coach. He looks like he still can play.
He should. Mike looks like he still can
right.
play.
You understand what I'm saying? So when you look, and then when
now,
you look.
For me, the negative with that is I would want an offensive-minded coach. Nothing against Vrabel. I mean, he didn't have squat offensively. Now, he did have Derrick Henry in the backfield. And
he knew how to use him.
And Arthur Smith, when he came in to be the coordinator, was, he's alternating with somebody? No, he's our guy. And they were able to win. Ryan Tannehill at quarterback. They had the best record. They were number one seed in the AFC.
But right now we would take that and get to the playoffs. But you look, Hollywood, you look at Vrabel. The former NFL linebacker, like Mike was saying, we all know him with the Patriots and Belichick and all that. He's won Super Bowls. But in six seasons, he was 54-45 with the Titans, and he made the playoffs three times. And he was the number one seed one season. So right now, I think that's a track record. But he's going to have six, seven, eight coaches get fired every year. He's going to have different opportunities than the Saints.
I agree with that.
You know, and listen, I like Aaron Glenn. That was like Mike Vrabel. Mike, who was it? Mike Flores or something? He was saying Mike Vrabel. Adam Schefter. Yeah, or Aaron Glenn.
I think there's somebody else in the mix there.
Yeah, but
I got a feeling there's another
and I like Aaron
guy
Glenn.
That's in the maybe in the lead position more than those two.
That's just rumors out there. Yeah. I like Aaron Glenn. Aaron Glenn basically would run the same defense as our former coach, as Coach Dennis Allen. You know, scheme and what you learn, how you come up, you might tweak it here and there. But I want to get somebody maybe that's never been associated with the Saints. Why you have to be associated with the Saints to be the head coach? We need to mix it up. We need to mix it up. It don't be like, we know him, we like him. No, how about you don't know somebody? Now, I don't know if Mickey Loomis will want to do that because it might be like, we're not bringing the head coach that maybe hasn't worked with Mickey. What if he had a coach that was powerful enough? He might want his own general manager.
Well, my thing is, Mickey didn't have a connection to Sean Payton when he hired him.
Right.
He didn't have that connection.
But it seems like as it's gone on, and it's been a while now, two decades basically, is that, who we're familiar with and we trust? Okay, we're going to pass the torch to Dennis Allen because how it worked out with Sean and the whole connection. That's why I don't think they need to go in-house.
I agree. Continuity is good if you win. But if it's not, you got to go somewhere else. Okay, and you're at that point now.
We're at that point right now because four straight seasons, not going to the postseason as we go to the break. All I know right now, four consecutive seasons, the Saints have missed the postseason. The last time they failed to make the playoffs for four consecutive seasons. Y'all remember 2002 to 2005, Haslett? Well, that's where we're at. Listen, the glass is half empty. It ain't half full. No matter, we got a good foundation. Foundation what? To be out the postseason?
Okay, explain to me how that foundation is.
No, but that's what Mickey and the Saints organization were trying to tell you right now. We got good people. Hell, I don't care if we had a bunch of outlaws. We got to freaking win as long as they ain't getting arrested.
I agree with that.
You just got to win, baby.
We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Back here on the Second Guess Show, Mike Dettelle along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. We got Tony in Australia. Tony in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Bobby and Mike, how are you? Merry Christmas to both of you, and have a safe Christmas. And to Grant, and to the other callers, and to Dave Hilbert and his family.
Well, I tell you what, Merry Christmas down under in Australia. And Tony, so you were watching the game. What was it, around noonish or something? You watching Monday Night Football or what? You had to be thinking like...
Yeah, 12:15 yesterday.
Yeah, 12:15 yesterday. I tell you what, I hadn't witnessed this in a while. You know how when the Drew Brees and Sean Payton, we were always meant for prime time and the success. But that was not the case last night or when you witnessed it.
I have never seen the Saints O-line or D-line bullied, the Rider were bullied yesterday.
They were bullied. You're right.
They were beat up yesterday.
Yeah, they were bullied. Yeah, they manhandled, bullied, however you want to describe it. That's right.
And like, poor old Spencer Rattler, he didn't stand a chance because he was getting no protection whatsoever. And they were in his face nearly all day, every possession.
Yeah, when you look at Spencer Rattler, was amazing. Boy, that's why you still can't really judge him, because look at the games he's played, and we have not had all hands on deck. So when you look
at... You lost Eric McCoy pretty early in that game.
Yeah, it's like, you got to be kidding me. When you look at the supporting cast, so I don't know how, you know, the one play he made, or two plays... I'm telling you, that pass he hit Foster Moreau, he might have just said, screw it, I'm throwing it.
Yeah.
And it was good coverage of Foster. It was a 21, 22-yard gain. Yeah. And the other thing, to show his athleticism, you saw that jump pass?
Yeah.
That was like a Pat Mahomes play. He threw a jump pass on 3rd and 17. He hit Pettis, a 20-yard gain. And then the next play, he throws an interception in the red zone. What he needed to do, now how you grow from that, is like your peripheral vision and all that, because a lot of veteran quarterbacks can get burned on that kind of interception. What occurred? You got to look at that cornerback. They're looking at your eyes, and he was sloughing off. What you need to do instead, you got to hit the flat. You got to hit the guy in the flat, because he's leaving where he has to cover, and just by hitting a simple pass in the flat, then all of a sudden you can gain 15 yards. And it's a simple throw instead of trying to fit it where the cornerback intercepted. Now, the one thing Spencer Rattler and Tony, what Spencer Rattler needs to do, come on. If the running back and your outlets are right in front of you, why are you throwing a bullet? Throw a catchable ball. You know, if they 20...
Everything got a mustard throw.
No, you can't. If they 20, 25 yards down the field, yes, you got to spin it. But then you got to throw a catchable ball, dumping it off. Now, Mims... There was maybe one time he took something off the ball. Maybe Mims dropped it. But the other two times, he's throwing a fastball, and you're right on top of him. So you got to, I don't know, it's adrenaline. He's all pumped up. But that's what that's where he could grow and learn. No, you don't throw the same pass on a check down that you would throw in like a 20-yard in cut. You just don't. But I'm looking at Rattler. He's throwing it like 100 miles an hour, no matter where the receiver is.
Yeah, that ball got on top of him so fast.
No, you don't. And then you're not as accurate. I mean, and then all of a sudden you could throw a pick. But I think it's still, the jury's still out on Spencer Rattler. To me, the jury's not out on Jake Haener.
I think you know what you got.
Yeah, yeah. That he could play in the NFL, be a backup, but not a starter. Spencer Rattler, I still don't know, Tony.
When we had a chance to get an interception, we bumped into each other.
with Colin Saunders.
Listen, that was you got to be that was
that
the
was a Keystone Cops deal.
Keystone Cops, bad news instead of bad news Bears, bad news Saints. Colin Sanders. Think about this. He could have two interceptions as a D lineman. He went back home when we played the Chiefs.
Yep.
Prime time on Monday night. He's from St. Louis. He gets the interception in the red zone. You remember that? And he ran down the sideline. Well, he batted the ball. He's going to make a great athletic move. And it's going to intercept it again. And Alante Taylor knocks it out. Well, but he's on your team. But Alante Taylor, you wanted to pick? You have to see that he got the ball. At least let him catch it. And he knocked it out. Tony, I'm glad you brought that up.
Okay, Alante Taylor, does he get a pass breakup for that move?
Yeah, is that a pass defending? What? You know, look out, Colin.
But when it rains, it pours.
No, when it rains, it pours. And I'm going to tell you what, because I've been hard on him at times. Colin Saunders played one of his better games. I'm trying to highlight who actually did something. You know, DeMario Davis ended up with 10 total tackles, 6 unassisted, a quarterback already tackled for a loss. Other than that, Colin Saunders had 4 total tackles, quarterback hurry, tackle for a loss, and 2 passes defended. And one of those passes defended should have been a damn interception. And then until Alante Taylor knocked it out of his hands. Come on. No, it was bad. It was like, well, we can't go wrong, we'll go wrong this game.
Thanks so much for the call, Tony. God bless you. Merry Christmas from all of us.
Merry Christmas,
at
Tony.
At the Big 870. We'll be back to finish it off here in our number one on the second guest show right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. We're finishing up here in our number one of the second guest show. Mike to tell you along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. In the 5 o'clock hour, Dave Hilbert from the Slipper will join us, and Mark Schlereff, Odyssey NFL Insider, will also talk to us about the NFL and the Saints right after this news break here on the Big 870 WWL.